Iger had just come back from opening the new Disneyland in Hong Kong, with Eisner at his side in his last big act as CEO. The ceremonies included the usual Disney parade down Main Street. Iger realized that the only characters in the parade that had been created in the past decade were Pixar's. A light bulb went off, he recalled. I'm standing next to Michael, but I kept it completely to myself, because it was such an indictment of his stewardship of animation during that period. After 10 years of The Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, and Aladdin, there were then 10 years of nothing. Iger went back to Burbank and had some financial analysis done. He discovered that they had actually lost money on animation in the past decade and had produced little that helped ancillary products. At his first meeting as the new CEO, he presented the analysis to the board, whose members expressed some anger that they had never been told this. As animation goes, so goes our company, he told the board. A hit animated film is a big wave, and the ripples go down to every part of our business, from characters in a parade, to music, to parks, to video games, TV, internet, consumer products. If I don't have wave makers, the company is not going to succeed. He presented them with some choices. They could stick with the current animation management, which he didn't think would work. They could get rid of management and find someone else, but he said he didn't know who that would be. Or they could buy Pixar. The problem is, I don't know if it's for sale, and if it is, it's going to be a huge amount of money, he said. The board authorized him to explore a deal.